What a disastrous week for the National Basketball Association. Hollywood writers could not have scripted a worse week for the NBA. Simple. I mean, it has just been awful. Week started on Monday with the league being completely emasculated by the NFL. Ratings for the NBA on Christmas Day were so bad, I believe that Adam Silver delayed their release. For decades, this league has completely owned Christmas Day. In the past, it was not unusual for a handful, at least a couple of NBA games to eclipse 10 million viewers on Christmas. During the mid-90s, Bulls Magic drew over 15 million viewers on NBC on Christmas Day. Well, KC, that's because they had Michael Jordan. No, actually, the great one. He didn't play in that game. This was during the time when Michael Jordan was fulfilling his lifelong dream of becoming a Major League Baseball player. This was also during a time when young kids used to dream of making it to the major leagues. Believe it or not, there's actually still kids that dream of becoming professional baseball players. Now, of course, none of them are living here in America. They grow up in countries like Mexico, South America, or third world countries like California. This onslaught of negative publicity, it could not have come at a worse time for the NBA. For starters, negotiations for their next broadcast rights deal, they will begin soon. Adam Silver's going to demand double, maybe even triple the amount of money that the NBA is being paid right now. Obtaining the rights to broadcast the NBA, they are increasing exponentially, while ratings, they have been steadily declining. The first couple of months of this season, I thought the NBA was finally turning things around. Ratings were improving, the in-season tournament was a success, but as is always the case, this league can't ever get the hell out of its own way. Couple of weeks into the season, the league's primary broadcast partner for local games, Bally Sports, they seem to just go out of business during the middle of games. Fans across the country express their outrage on social media. Dumbasses like me who pay $20 every month for an app that looks like it was built in a high school IT class were paying for an app that we couldn't even use. That's okay. That's okay. Adam Silver, he really cares about us fans. There was a simple solution to our problem of not having access to local games. Baboon knows that all of us NBA fans, we have plenty of disposable income. We could simply pay $200 for NBA League Pass. Being the greedy businessman that he is, Adam Silver, he imposed blackout restrictions. If you were dumb enough to pay for League Pass, you still couldn't watch your local team. But I am willing to cut him a little bit of slack here. I would imagine for legal reasons, these are things that are just out of Adam Silver's control for the time being. Ratings are also outside of his control. It's not Adam Silver's fault that the NFL was the Grinch that stole Christmas from the NBA. Adam Silver can't make people watch the NBA. Of all the negative publicity that the league has received this season, there is one thing, though, that Adam Silver can control. The officiating. I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong. Several days ago, I told you guys that officiating in the NBA was going to improve at least temporarily. I was wrong. During the game between the Pelicans and Grizzlies Tuesday night, NBA officials, they completely fucked up the final seconds of the game. Now, to their credit, 99% of the game, I feel like it was called fairly, but that was quickly forgotten with how badly they fucked up in the final 5 seconds. 24 hours earlier, NBA officials botched the game between the Rainbow Warriors and the Denver Nuggets on national television in front of one of the largest audiences that the NBA will see during the regular season. Head coach of the Rainbow Warriors, Stevie Kerr, he unleashed a tirade against NBA officials during his post-game press conference. A couple of weeks before that, Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins unloaded on NBA officials too. Last season, LeBron James went after the officials as well. Matter of fact, seems like the only man who has the power to change the officiating in the NBA is LeBron James. After he complained about the officiating, I think that was last January, the Lakers, they led the NBA in free throws throughout the rest of the regular season. And the margin was not even close. I wonder, who is the real commissioner of this league? Is it Adam Silver or LeBron James? For the third time this week, officials in the NBA had a direct impact on the outcome of a game. Last night, the collection of role players from Madison Square Garden, they traveled to what used to be called the happiest place on earth to play the Orlando Magic. Now, obviously, Disney World is no longer the happiest place on earth for normal people. If you identify as Bob with the removed knob and you like dressing up as Cinderella, Disney is the happiest place for you. If you're a normal parent who doesn't want their child to be indoctrinated, I suggest you go to Six Flags. Last night, the city of Woke Dreams was not a happy place for Tom Thibodeau and the collection of role players that call themselves the New York Knicks. Now, Jalen Brunson, he's got the potential to be a superstar in this league. He's a young guard who has the ability to penetrate the paint. Now, in the modern NBA, guards with the ability to penetrate the paint, they make their living at the free throw line. Last night, though, there was only one team making it to the free throw line, and it wasn't the New York Knicks. This season, NBA teams are averaging about 23 free throws a game. Now, if you look at the last 20 or so years, NBA teams average anywhere from 23 to 25 free throws a game. Last night, the Orlando Magic, they shot 40. 40 free throws in four quarters. That completely disrupts the flow of a game. Now, I didn't watch this game last night, but from what I have been reading from local media in New York City and local media in Orlando, this was a very ugly game. Afterwards, Tom Thibodeau, he spoke to the media. He became the latest NBA head coach to complain about the incompetent officiating in this league. Watch for yourself.
I'm just getting sick and tired of it. So it's like I watch it, I send it in, I see it all, and it's they're fouls. It's plain and simple. They're fouls, and there's no other way to say it except they're fouls. They're fouls.
He looked like either.
No one drives the ball more to the rim than this guy does. And if you rake across his arm, you rake across his arm. And if you hit him in the head, you hit him in the head. Those are fouls. Those are fouls. Sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of it.
What Tom Thibodeau is complaining about here is the lack of consistency with the officiating in the NBA. Last night, the officials, they were letting them play in the first half. I guess they had their whistles greased at halftime because they were blowing whistles in the second half harder than the air compressor that feeds the whoopee cushion. If you're a consistent viewer of the NBA, you understand how frustrating the incompetent officiating can be. I am a diehard fan of this league. There's a lot of times that NBA officials, they ruin the game experience even for someone like me. What's even more frustrating, it never seems to be addressed. There is more technology available in the NBA today than any other point in the history of the league. Yet, for some reason, the officiating has never been worse. Thursday night, my Pelicans, we were playing the Jazz. The entire second quarter, the Utah Jazz, they were never whistled for one single foul. You mean to tell me in 12 minutes of game time, there wasn't a single player from Utah that committed one foul? What are the odds of that really happening? My guess, damn near impossible. Instead of Adam Silver addressing the officiating, he fines coaches and players anytime they have the audacity to criticize it. This league is not a democracy. Respect my authority. Respect your authority. No one respects your authority because you have no idea how to use it. David Stern, he transformed the NBA into a global brand. When David Stern took over this league in the mid-1980s, the NBA, it was a joke. It was an afterthought. Playoff games aired on tape delay. Hell, I think even the NBA Finals aired on tape delay. Some of my older viewers might be able to confirm that for me. But when he was commissioner, he was marketing the most popular athlete in the world, not just America, the most popular athlete in the world, Michael Jordan. Bob Costas, he used to describe Michael Jordan as the alpha of all alphas. But guess who was boss? Guess who was running the league? Wasn't Michael Jordan, it was David Stern. This dude did not fuck around. During the 2000s, the NBA was struggling. The league developed a reputation for having Unlawful players. 2004, the malice at the palace happened in Detroit. What did David Stern do? He damn near kicked Ron Artest's ass out of the league. He implemented a strict dress code, which the players hated. David Stern did not give a shit what the players thought. The way he saw it, it was a privilege to play in the NBA. The players didn't have the power. He did. He oversaw the resurgence of the league from 2009 to around 2013. Now, David Stern, he stepped down as NBA commissioner, I think it was February 2014, 10 years ago. Look at what's happened to the league since Adam Silver's taken over. He benefited temporarily from the rivalry between LeBron James and the Golden State Warriors, but look at everything that has happened in the NBA since then. This league has been on a rapid decline. All the power lies in the hands of the players. On a nightly basis, or at least it seems this way, NBA officials are impacting the outcome of games. Adam Silver, he has completely removed physicality from the league. It's basically illegal to play defense today in the NBA. A couple weeks ago, we were on vacation. There was a G League game playing in some restaurant where we were eating at. Final score was something like 92 to 86. My fiance says, "These guys must suck. That's a low scoring game." Now, she was partially right. Vast majority of players in the G League aren't exactly NBA caliber players, which is why they're playing in the G League. But I told her, that used to be a typical score for games in the NBA. She asked, "What happened?" I said, "Adam Silver clamped down on the officiating. He began training officials to call touch fouls. He removed defense from the game. NBA players, they adapted to it by becoming actors disguised as basketball players. Someone like Luka Doncic drives the lane. All he's got to do is bend his neck back or bend his head back, and he's going to the free throw line." Several times this year, I have told you guys that I have been more entertained this season by the NBA than I have by the NFL. And to be honest with you, that's more of an indictment on the NFL than it is on the NBA. The NFL's been bad because there's very few elite quarterbacks playing in the league right now. The NBA's got the potential to be great. They just can't get the hell out of their own way. And nothing is going to change because the modern NBA is exactly what Adam Silver wants it to be. A league where a potent fart is considered a flagrant foul. Good thing the Yentas on The View don't play in this league. They wouldn't have a roster because everyone would be suspended. All right, I wanted to give you guys a brief heads up of the schedule for the next couple of days here on the channel. Tomorrow night, we are going to the Pels game. Lakers are in New Orleans. I'm hoping that this game will be competitive, hoping it's not going to be like the last game. But with that being said, though, only going to be one video for tomorrow, and it'll probably be the same thing on Monday. We'll just see how the day goes on Monday, see how I'm feeling. But for now, though, give me your thoughts on Tom Thibodeau. Here we have another NBA coach calling out the officiating in the league. That's three coaches in the last 6 or 8 weeks, and two this week alone. I'm sure other NBA coaches feel the same way. They're probably just afraid to speak up. Will this problem ever be addressed by Adam Silver? Will he ever solve the problem? Or do you think this is exactly what Adam Silver wants the NBA to be? Games won and lost by the whistle of an official? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.